Tony, how are you?
I probably can't hear us yet. That's okay. That happens.
Can he let us into the meeting?
Okay, are there any guests that need to be let in? I used the same contact info you sent me so that they could listen.
How would you like me to proceed, Dr. Dorado?
Yes, you know, Dr. Dorado, it's okay.
I'm Lindsay Palmieri, I'm the Deputy Inspector General.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you.
Just so you know, I made several attempts to speak with you. I actually went to your offices, the tiny building behind the courthouse. I spoke to several people. They're asking for an appointment. I asked Mr. Ryan, when he interviewed my dad, to have you contact me. But I'm glad that finally we've met.
Absolutely. I have to apologize. Quarter to 12 to speak with you.
Okay. Quarter to 12. That means you're giving me 15 minutes. Okay. And we started at 11:36. Okay.
For Cindy Angel?
That's my sister, Maritza Navarro. Okay.
We're asking any way electronically?
No, we are not. So.
Just to be clear, we're not like the video recording or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're recording with notes that we're going to be taking. I have some questions.
Can he let us into the meeting?
Report on the investigation against a Mr. Derek Byerly. I understand from other advocates that they have people that they feel have been victimized by Mr. Byerly also. So I'm sure that this is probably not the only report or investigation you've had to do. I noticed that you signed off on this investigation. Did you actually have any active part in this investigation other than, you know, perhaps rubber stamping Mr. Snelling's findings?
Yeah, well, I definitely disagree with that characterization of rubber stamping.
Okay, so that's good to know. Okay, so that that's the case, well, the reason I want to ask you, get it?
Because this call will be very short if you don't let me speak.
Are you refusing to speak to me as a representative of the people here and to go over an investigation that you're charging?
Listen, mm-hmm. Speak, I'm going to end the call. Mm-hmm. Speak with
mm-hmm. Okay, so... You then, if that's the case, the reason I need to ask you is because I'm going to then direct some of these questions to you rather than to Mr. Snelling. Okay. I understand that when you get a request to
anything to anybody, I will decide who answers the question.
Okay. All right. In reference to.
I've been a part of about 600 investigations throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember in minute detail for every single investigation, you're mistaken.
Well, that's not what I asked you. What I wanted.
Record request, you're going to get all of our work papers.
Mm-hmm.
You can read through it. You can see what was done, what wasn't done. You make your own determination.
Well, no. You don't give an effect. Okay.
Not a very good use of my time, nor is it of Ryan Snelling's time.
Oh, no.
Conditions, and you're taking away from that.
You're
harming people that we're trying to protect.
You can give me 15 minutes as a courtesy, and I have been nothing but polite, and I'm asking questions that are succinct and need to be answered. Okay. One of the things that you've written here, or that Mr. Snelling has written, 95% was sent back saying that it was legally insufficient. So one of the questions that I have to you, how does a person in Palm Beach County find out what it is, what it takes to make a complaint legally sufficient? What?
Determination, ma'am. The Office of Public and Professional Guardians determine whether something is legally sufficient or not.
Okay, so, but aren't you the head?
needs to be taken up with the Department of Elder Affairs Office of Public Professional Guardians. Okay. They decide.
Okay.
That's it for donors.
Okay. Now, in terms of actual records that we have from the court, where it was found that Mr. Byerly did not, in fact, examine our father when he was alerted to danger happening to him in a nursing home, it was said that it is unfounded. So my question is, how did Mr. Snelling determine that? Did he get court records? Did he interview
papers? Besides, it's not a very good productive use of our time. You can get all the work papers. Mr. Snelling has been working on other investigations.
Okay.
Look at the work papers.
Okay.
That's
fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. And we
aren't
getting
those
court papers.
To me, let me give my assessment. To me, this seems like you're harassing us.
Oh, that is definitely not true. You yourself admitted that you have never even spoke to me. This is the first time we've talked, so how could I possibly be harassing you?
Contact to this office.
Right.
Statement that you have been the out myself investigators.
I have no idea of what you're speaking of. If you have evidence of that, please submit it to me as soon as you can. I have been obviously one of the questions we have, and we're not gonna have a back and forth, and I understand now why you did not want this recorded, but one of the things that I find a little objectionable is my father was interviewed last year, a week or almost 2 weeks after that the case was closed. I was not formally informed of any of this. I have an email that ended up in spam, and when I came back to you, then I got some information back. So what is your standard process when we have an investigation of this level, that you have some serious allegations? What is your standard process of getting back to the complainant? Is it an email? Is it a letter?
I don't get back with the complainant call.
Oh, you do not? Okay, well, I was not aware of that. Okay.
They interview the complainant if they have any information to the investigation. Interview any witness that we has permitted information. The Office of Public Professional Guardians has a duty to reach back out to the complainant, whoever that may be. The investigation. You need to with the guardian as well.
Okay. Now, can you answer one question to me? These were criminal charges of forgery?
No.
All right, well, my question to you is, why did Erin Giannotti talk this, literally, to you people? I have emails from her saying that this will be handled with you. What is your capacity? Okay, what is your capacity in terms of investigating this? What does that mean? Can you criminalize someone? Can you make a recommendation for a civil... Okay, legally, you can investigate. When you find someone is criminally negligent or hasn't done their job, what is your next step?
We have a reasonable suspicion that a crime has been committed, refer that to law enforcement.
Okay, so I don't understand why law enforcement took a criminal thing and sent it to you guys. You find nothing about it. I'm not informed. I'm pretty. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, so basically you really don't have any jurisdiction to criminally or civilly persecute or follow up anyone. All you can say is from what we have
in office to persecute anybody.
Okay. And when she says to us that you are in the state attorney general's office, what does that mean? Because I think I have two different understandings of Giannotti, Tenorino, which I forwarded to you guys, that this is being taken care of by the State Department investigator, Ryan Snelling. Perhaps she misquoted and didn't tell me that. So you really don't have anything to do. You're basically the Department of Professional Regulation for the guardianship program.
You're not making it.
Okay. It's not nonsensical. It's very hard to maneuver through the system. what people don't tell you who have...
You're a medical doctor. Are you board certified?
Absolutely, and I'm sure you could not tell me the medications for any disease. So, okay?
The statute is in written language.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And,
See, Mr. Clerk of the Circuit Court and Comptroller for Palm Beach County.
Mm-hmm.
Division of Inspector General.
Okay.
Inspector General Office.
Okay.
So you we have a intergovernmental contract with the Department of Energy Affairs Services to the Office of Public and Professional Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
Where we report to our contractors.
Mm-hmm.
We're the decision makers.
Okay.
Who oversights them?
And they make a determination what steps to take administratively.
Okay.
We are independent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're independent from the state. We're independent from you. We're independent from the guardian. We're independent from the ward.
Who's his oversight?
Whether the allegations are substantiated, unfounded, or substantiated.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, and then, so...
It's going to be 100% accurate.
Okay.
Okay. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Soon. And 99 other cases can be investigated.
Out of curiosity, in your department, in the last 4 or 5 years, have you found any guardian?
All you have to do is Google my name, and you'll see the work that we've done.
I see the work that you've done as a national director of... the Office of Professional, not the Office, the National Association of Professional Guardians, and it seems that a lot of the work
that's not even a thing. I mean, there you
are. The president of what? What is the presidential office that you had?
Association, which sets national standards of practice for guardians.
Okay.
Guardianship.
Okay. So I've looked at
a resource for everyone in guardianship.
Okay. So I've looked to see what.
You are just trying to find something. Your questions are directed to the wrong person, and I hope you find the answers that you're looking for.
Ask who his oversight is.
The day.
Who do we report?
Okay,
who do we?
Ask you one final question. Who is inside oversight of you?
Give you a call later.
He didn't just hang up, did he?
Yes, he did.
What the fuck? No, and thank you for giving me permission to record our phone call.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.